This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Progress. How do you do? It's Wednesday, the 22nd of March, second full day of spring. And as spring has begun, the Good Day program presents a new feature, the special telephone line that is in place right now. You can dial 800-282-2333 to call in and give us your opinion on the issue of the week. That's the first time we've done this, so I don't know that this issue is the most important issue that we've ever presented. But the other side of it is, it's kind of fun just to be heard or just to be noticed or just to vote on things like this. People like to feel that they're a part of something, and then there are some special things after you've decided whether you are yes or knowing this. If you think you're better off this year, or you think you'll be better off by the time the year is over than you were last year, please call 800-282-2333, 800-282-2333, and press 1 for yes, yep, I'm better off this year than I was last year, or no is pressing 2. All right, answer the question yes or no at 800-282-2333, and tell us what you're thinking. What are people saying? What do you think when you understand how ridiculous it is? Now, I'm trying to turn a new corner here and not be as rowdy when it comes to certain things, but it's hard for me not to get worked up when I see headlines like stock sour, worst day since election, wow, ending the longest streak since 1995 of going up. You know how ridiculous that is? Do you know how fortunate you are, if you're in the stock market, to have ridden this thing up to this point? This has happened not dozens of times, not hundreds of times, but thousands and thousands of times since the beginning of people deciding they want to have other folks invest in whatever they're doing, their business, their market, their idea. So the headline, markets fret as Trump agenda shows signs of cracking. What an asinine way of looking at this stuff. Asian stocks drop as Trump jitters jolt markets. So they went down 1 point. But if you look at the numbers, it's been a fabulous ramp up for the past, what, 3-4 months? And it won't stop here. Maybe it'll slow down a little bit. But for God's sakes, what doesn't go up? What's the old expression? What goes up must come down? And it does. But the market, the fact is that the market is stronger now than it has ever been. And even being off a point yesterday, the market, I will repeat, is still stronger than it's ever been. So what the hell is the story in the Wall Street Journal? Tax cut, maybe later, smaller than investors think. And that could be part of the reason that the stocks didn't do well yesterday. Okay, so they didn't do well yesterday. They may not do well today. May not even do well tomorrow. But sooner or later, the Dow Jones Industrials will go up again. The S&P 500 will go up again. So there was a sell-off. It's called profit-taking. 110 trading sessions up and one down does not a trend make. The 110 sessions up makes a trend, The one down doesn't. And again, has nothing to do with me and Trump, whether I think he's fabulous or he's not fabulous or good or not good or bad or not bad. It's just to be snickered by all of this garbage that people will, the business television and radio stations, money stations, they'll be hot on this today. They were hot on it yesterday, actually, because the cracks started showing up during the trading day. And so, wow, what's happening? Why is it happening? Let's get an expert in here who can tell us what is going on. Do you need to spring clean your stock portfolio? Now, you may have been sold a bill of goods by some charlatan who advertises, I won't say advertises on whatever station you're listening to, or, yeah, there are a lot of these, you know as well as I do, and I bring my father's memory into this. My father was not a sophisticated thinker, nor was he a sophisticated investor, but he was a hard worker, and over his life, at the end of his, he really didn't stop working until he was in his late 80s, and at that time, he was, well, it was actually what happened in his late 70s. He went to a financial, one of those financial advice things, and again, there are really good people who are doing this, and there are really bad people who do it. But he got an invitation, and he and my stepmother went to one of these routines where you go listen to something, give you a free lunch, and here's a great opportunity for you to invest in our company. And my father had about $4 million at the time, $4 or $4.5 million. And here's an uneducated guy who found something he was good at and worked it and liked it. And so he had amassed a pretty good retirement. So what does he do? He puts $3 million of it into this scheme. And anyway, I never knew about it. He didn't tell me about it. I would have told him not to do it. And so would anybody else who had any common sense. And I'm not great at the market, frankly. I never liked the market because it's too unpredictable. I'd rather do something if I have any extra money in the business I'm in or in real estate, something like. But anyway, the point of the story is that my father put his money in and lost every single penny. Gonzo. And he and about 170 other people in a class action lawsuit sued the fellow who put them into whatever the investment was. It kind of reminds me of one of the episodes on Ballers, if you see that show with Dwayne Johnson that Mark Wahlberg produced about a sports agent in Florida. He takes a bunch of money. He's supposed to be the money man for all the football players, and he loses it all on a real estate deal. I think that's pretty much my father's story. So he still had $1 million or so to retire on or to use for the rest of his life. And he did. And then, but what I'm just saying is that those people, you'll find those people every day where the market is up or your market is down. And so you're grieving about something that isn't worth grieving about, nor is it worth talking much about. So I think I'll stop talking about it. How's that? In the moment, we'll deal with something really important, and that's how much time does Donald Trump take playing golf? That's something else very important. And so we'll get to that in a moment. Quarter past the hour on Good Day program. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, Tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is the registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. Thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, Doug, Steph, and Kara Schilling with controls in our studio in Washington. Here's the most important story of the day, according to some anyway, depending on whether you like Donald Trump or you don't like him. He is playing golf every weekend when he goes down to Florida. And the press secretary has been asked by reporter after reporter after reporter about his golf outings since he took office. He's been in office for, 10 weeks, and he's played 10 times. All right. I don't remember having too much focus on Mr. Obama's playing golf, other than when he went to Hawaii. I know he liked to play golf. These guys all love to play golf, which is something, a story on its own, because that is one of the dumbest games you can play. My father's a great golfer. He tried to get me interested in it, chasing a white ball around the course, the same one over and over again. Okay, anyway, here is some audio with the Trump and Sean Spicer, the press secretary, talking about the golfing.
If I win this, I'm not going to be playing much golf. I'm not going to be playing, believe me.
Fast forward 13 months, and now President Trump has been to the golf course at least 10 times during his first 2 months in office. By our count, there were 30 times between August 2011 and August 2016 that Trump tweeted or retweeted criticisms about then-President Obama golfing. That doesn't include his comments on television or at campaign events.
He regularly used to criticize President Obama for spending time on the course. How is his golf game any different?
One is you saw him utilize this as an opportunity with Prime Minister Abe to help foster deeper relationships in Southeast Asia, and have a growing relationship that's going to help U.S. interests.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer also said Trump's visits to golf clubs don't mean he's actually played golf.
He had a mini cabinet meeting the other day down at his club in Virginia. So on a couple occasions, he's actually conducted meetings there. He's actually had phone calls.
What's child's play? What nonsense? What BS? What bunkum? Who cares? Yeah, a lot of people want to care. But do you hear how silly the questions are in Spicer? If I were Spicer, I'd just laugh. I'd look out at the people in the news media out in the press room, and I'd just laugh. Are you kidding? Come on, next question. The next question. What utter, complete nonsense. So he plays golf. Big. So many, you know, in the business world, how many deals are made on the golf course? Come on. Let's figure out something else. All right, well, I'm sure we'll find something. Like the health care bill, we'll talk about that a little bit in the next half hour here. 21 after the hour, and good day. How do you do?
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Rockin' in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas and around the Frisco Bay.
All over St. Louis
and down in New Orleans.
Because of my esteem status in life, I guess that I keep sort of wafting back to the early moments of my radio career and Chuck Berry. But there's other stuff. Yesterday, I think we touched on this. This song, Sweet Little 16, came out in 1958. Chuck Berry's rendition of Life. It was his first escapade into lechery, and as we know, he got himself in trouble a few times in his real life by hanging around with young girls. But that's not the story here. This song became the model for a song the Beach Boys had in 1963, which one is, when you analyze listening to the two of them, you can understand why Chuck Berry took them to court. Their first really super big hit for the Beach Boys was Surfin' USA. Listen to this.
Across the USA, then everybody be surfing like California. You see him where
Chuck Berry took one listen to that.
Right. Wait a second. Warrior. Same song. Yeah,
the Beach Boys, I mean, they often used, and they admitted to using Chuck Berry songs. They would play them in the early concerts, but they didn't have a big retinue of songs, so they would use Chuck Berry songs in their concert. But when they came out with this song, Brian Wilson was attacked by Chuck Berry, and the idea was that you stolen my song. And Wilson said, no, my lyrics are different, yada, yada, yada. And so they went to court, and the verdict was that the Beach Boys manager, who was Brian Wilson's father, Murray, agreed to give the publishing rights to Berry. So that's why when you see in all the money, the real money in this stuff, other than performing, is actually writing the songs. Singing them is not as releasing a record and selling a record.
Not as lucrative, right?
Not as lucrative as actually writing the song. So Chuck Berry got all the money, the royalties, for having written Surfin' USA, even though he didn't really write it, but he really did kind of write it. So he had songwriting credits after they were done in court in 1966. Hey, it didn't keep the Beach Boys down. They went on. They had plenty of music to work with. All right, speaking of things that are good to work with, Garth Brooks was at South by Southwest over the weekend. He told the crowd there on stage that he had come there for one reason, to have fun and raise some hell. And there were plenty of ruckus. This was the first time he'd been at South by Southwest, and it was a free show. It was his first concert in Austin, Texas in 25 years. That's kind of a surprise.
Wow.
So there's 16,000.
Keep in mind,
people.
He wasn't touring for a really long time.
No, he wasn't. Nope. He played a solo acoustic show at the Broken Spoke Dance Hall while the house band was on break. Nobody knew he was going to show up. He just walked in.
He played, I love when artists do that. That's
I
so much
too.
Fun for the audience.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, look at that.
Springsteen does that a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Paul McCartney does it when he's in the audience.
That's
often.
True, yep.
He'll go up on stage.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. All right, let's see what's going on at the CMA Festival, Jennifer. Lineup has been announced. Miranda Lambert, let's see here, Luke Bryan, Blake Shelton, Florida Georgia Line, Keith Urban, Brad Paisley at the CMA Music Festival in June in Nashville. They're going to start, apparently, the concerts at the Nissan Stadium, 8th of June. Chris Stapleton, Dierks Bentley, Eric Church, Lady Antebellum.
This is anyone who is anybody.
Yeah, anybody is anybody.
This is a massive lineup. I mean, this is just incredible.
28 after the hour here with the DJV Experience.
Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Conversation 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Quick, Kara, what does this hour of Good Day stand for in two words? What happens here
during this hour of our conversation?
Fun stuff.
Fun stuff.
That's the goal, right?
I think in part, yes. Fun stuff and informational. I would say in three words, straight from the shoulder. That's four words. Straight from the shoulder, information from my perspective. So let's see if we can continue with that in the understanding that Neil Gorsuch is somebody that I think is pretty square, pretty unscathed by all the attacks against him, pretty sharp, pretty confident. I figure he's going to win confirmation, even though the libs are not in his corner. Chuck Schumer, who has never or a television camera he didn't like, who's now the leader of the pack, the Democrats. The confirmation, according to him, be delayed because of the FBI investigation of ties between Donald Trump, the campaign, and Russia. What the hell has that got to do? That's pretty ridiculous. I remember some of the same stuff, though. When Elena Kagan was, I think it was 2011, she's one of the members of the Supreme Court, she was harassed somewhat by Mitch McConnell and the people on the right. Same stuff goes on over and over and over again. I thought that Gorsuch actually presented himself pretty well on a couple of occasions. He was asked about Roe v. Wade, and he said, it's done deal. It's over. It's not in Trump on the campaign trail. Remember, Trump said lots of stuff on the campaign trail, including the references to golf. But Roe v. Wade, I want to overturn it. You know how stupid that statement is on face value or otherwise? That is the beginning of the revolution if you do that. And Gorsuch knows it, and so does everybody else. And he didn't fall. He didn't take their bait. He said it's established. It's legal precedent. It's a discussion that's over and done. What's your next question, please? So Roe v. Wade isn't an issue. And here he said, I think yesterday, a good judge doesn't give a whit about politics or the political implications of his or her decisions. He will not bend to the president, so he said, and I believe him, frankly. He just is there to highlight his independence. He said, quote, I have no difficulty ruling for or against any party. There's no such thing as a Republican judge or a Democratic judge. We just have judges in the country. Well, that's not true, but I think what he's saying in a sense, is what I get from his tone, was that he thinks there ought not to be. Certainly there are going to be ideas that one has that may be left of center, right of center. He says, I have no difficulty ruling for or against a party. That wasn't the case, remember, when George Bush won the presidency. That was a pure political vote. That was a play and a half. So anyway, it's more left versus right. A lot of very typical questions and a lot of nonsense. I thought he came across pretty well. And he steered clear of specific answers about the travel ban, the president's travel ban, because that's going to get to the Supreme Court, so we were smart to stay away from that. And said, Senator, no man is above the law, and he made that position pretty clear when he was answering. I don't know who asked him the question, Al Franken, one of his other freaks that's up there. Okay, so that takes care of it. I think that's all there is to say about him, frankly. I think he's done a pretty good job presenting himself. The other hot potato in Washington this week is the health care bill, the changes to the health care bill. And as a result of all of the hoopla, remember I said this about this time last week, I think, and it goes with everything else that Trump and his people have done. They do a lousy job presenting it, throw stuff against the wall to see what sticks, and then they make changes to whatever it is, like the travel ban. There's a lot of changes to that as a result of their first effort up the hill. Now, the health care bill, which has been thrown against the wall, amendments changing, modifications happening. Here are some details of the changes that have been made in the last day or two.
With just a couple of days until the House of Representatives is scheduled to vote on the Republican health care bill, they're proposing some changes. House Speaker Paul Ryan shared the amendments, and they make some changes to how the law affects tax credits and Medicaid. The American Health Care Act includes age-based tax credits to help pay for insurance. The new amendment allows the Senate to increase tax credits for older Americans, something that opponents criticized in the original bill. Other changes include moving up the expiration of Obamacare taxes to 2017 and allowing states to enforce more restrictions on Medicaid. One piece of good news for Speaker Ryan is that the House Freedom Caucus won't formally opposed the bill, making it easier for some of its members to vote in favor of it. If those 40 members joined all the Democrats in voting no, it would have been enough no votes to kill the AHCA in the House. President Donald Trump met with House Republicans on Tuesday morning to try to drum up more support. Trump reportedly said, I honestly think many of you will lose your seats in 2018 if you don't get this done. Republicans will need at least 216 votes to pass their health care plan onto the Senate.
All right, another Trumpism. There isn't a day that goes by there isn't some kind of Trumpism. And that was it. If you don't vote for this, you'll get thrown out of office, which is nonsensical. Okay, so here's something that is the antithesis of what people who don't like Republicans have to say. There are plenty of Republicans that I don't like, plenty of Democrats I don't like, plenty of Democrats I do like, plenty of Republicans I like. Representative Scott Taylor of Virginia is one of them that I think is A-OK. He's a former Navy SEAL. He's an advocate for LGBTQ rights.
He knows that he's not the, which is kind of a shame, the typical predictable Republican. Again, I say that is a shame because when you look at these sorts of things, it's really sad that it's so easy to plug people into. They don't think for themselves like automatons or robots. But this guy has, this is his first year in Congress, and he's introduced his first bill. It's House Resolution 1447 that outlaws discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. This is specifically in the housing market. He said this week, quote, "This protects everybody in the most sacred place, their home." The bill doesn't require a huge change in the law. It just adds the phrase sexual orientation and gender identity to the Fair Housing Act. But the impact is probably pretty substantial. There's a report that found same-sex couples treated worse in online rental housing than their straight counterparts. No surprise there. Let's see, there are 22 states that have some kind of protection against sexual orientation discrimination. And that doesn't surprise anybody either when you realize how what a bunch of sexophobes we have running things in this country. And so he said, I don't care whether this keeps with the old Republican orthodoxy or not. He said that as a Navy SEAL, quote, "You don't care where you are from, what color you are, who you love, who cares about that? Can you pull my ass out of a firefight if I go down? That's what I care about." Okay. That's pretty much to the point, isn't it, huh? And it's a good point. I agree with him. All this other stuff is pretty nonsensical. All right, let's see. There's a protest going on in Texas. This is the era of women being involved as we, and maybe this sounds simplistic on my part. I'm looking at some of the local and regional offices. This time of year when many towns and cities have their local elections in the early spring. Town I live in Massachusetts, where I am at the moment, Framingham having an election next week. And there are a lot of women who are running for governmental positions. And there was a forum here to focus on the four women who are running for local office in the area. And they were asked, what makes you different for this role? And one woman looked to her left, and then she looked to her right, and she said, as the audience started to chuckle, it was pretty obvious what she was going to say, "Hello, I'm the only woman at the table." And so it seems sad, but the reality is that women are in the minority. I don't think they ought to be, and they're more and more getting involved. That's cool. Because there are opportunities for discussions about things like the abortion bill in Texas and the protests that are going on there with politicians and with citizens. Maybe those of you who live in Texas know about this. There are a lot of protesters focused on these bills that are in the Texas legislative process aimed at decreasing access to abortions in Texas. That's pretty unusual because we know about the political stripes in Texas. But there were a group of women dressed in red robes and white bonnets who showed up on the Senate floor to protest multiple anti-abortion bills that have been presented. The clothing tribute to The Handmaid's Tale, a book, and a Hulu show that's coming up. Stories about women being reduced to walking wombs because they've had to bear children for upper-class couples who can't conceive or don't want to carry a baby. One of the bills being protested would protect doctors from lawsuits if a child is born with an abnormality. The bill would allow doctors to withhold information about a fetus's disability if they believe the information would lead to the woman having an abortion. For example, if a doctor found a defect during an ultrasound and didn't inform the mother could not file a wrongful birth suit under the law that's been proposed. The state of Texas already has a pretty stringent law on abortion anyway. For one, fetal tissue from an abortion has to be cremated or buried. There's no there's a waiting period, no counseling before termination of a pregnancy. Anyway, so this is activity generated by women being more active in a state that normally hasn't seen a lot of that. So good for them and good for you. 45 past the hour in a moment. What's the story with Shaq and Charles Barkley here on Good Day?
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
All right, so the story about Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille doesn't have a lot of credibility. He took a hit. He revealed that he believes the earth is flat. He was on a radio program, wherever he was, not important. And so Charles Barkley was asked about his colleague's take, and Charles Barkley revealed a far more ludicrous scientific belief Shaq holds about Atlanta, where the TNT studios are, and there's a whole business about the maps changing in schools and stuff for discussion, which will take a little more time, but I found that interesting, the two of them on that issue. 10 minutes for the hour.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
After the hour, do we get the new money pit? Where's the new money pit jingle?
No, we had that.
It's the oldie but the goodie.
No. We found.
Oh, you
didn't
did.
Didn't we find a couple of weeks ago the new money pit jingle? And I said, "Where's our version of that? I want to have the new version. This is the all new DJB experience.
All right.
The all new Tom Kreitler, who's got a new shirt, new tie, new shoes, all set to go.
I don't think you've ever seen me, if any, rarely in a tie.
I've never seen you.
I'm a home improvement guy now. If I go around with a tie, I lose credibility. I mean, you get stuck in it. Right. We get stuck in the table saw. It'd be terrible, you know?
Yeah, but awful. I don't think you've ever seen me in a tie either.
Well, we're casual kinds of guys here, Doug.
We are. Exactly. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Tommy the K is going to be in Providence. There's a new siding that you need to know about. We'll talk about that in just a moment here.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ring cases of paper.
All my hats, and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream paper cases. In-store only, plus tax where applicable. Ends 4/1/17.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What does spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
56 after the hour now, as we entertain Tom Kreidler, he entertains us. So the money pit's going to Providence, to this company that's making siding. What's so unusual? What's new in the siding world that people ought to know?
Well, we're going to the Journal of Light Construction show, which is in Providence. And this is a pretty cool trade show because it's for pros, by pros, so to speak. I mean, the JLC is a publication that a lot of pros read. If you're looking for the latest technology, best ways to improve your business, you know, you're going to be a subscriber to that publication. And they have these trade shows a couple of times a year. This one's called JLC Live New England. We're going to be broadcasting from the booth of Tando. Tando cladding is a new type of siding. It's a composite siding, Doug. And, you know, a lot of composite sidings, they claim, it looks like wood. You know,
yeah.
You can Tando. I mean, telling you, this stuff, unfreaking believable. You see this on a house, there is no way you can't tell that this is not wood.
Is it expensive? Is it popularly priced? Is it something that most people would use if they were building a home?
Absolutely. It's fairly priced. And the technology improvement is that, you know, they can put a stain on this that gives that same appearance of, you know, just sort of lightly weathered cedar siding or shake siding. Plus, they have a stone product that is just a killer copy of the real thing, but of course a lot less expensive. So we're going to be checking that out. We're going to be talking to some of the pros that are there. Pretty psyched. It's going to be a fun trip.
Good. All right. So we'll look forward to learning more about that, and we'll check some of the stuff out on your website when it's there. Meanwhile, here's a fellow that purchased a home a couple of years ago and had a home inspection done. Used to be a home inspector.
Yeah.
He says now it appears that this house, which was 17 years old, has severe foundation problems. The walls are cracked, nails are popping out of the drywall, and he wants to know what he can do after he had it inspected. The guy gave it a rubber stamp, so what does he do now?
Well, look, first of all, here's what home inspectors do and here's what they don't do. They inspect the condition of the building as visible and accessible on the date of inspection. So it's kind of a point in time. It's one frame of a movie that's thousands of frames long, right?
Yep.
So the question is, what was the condition of the building right there? What was there to be seen? He doesn't have the benefit of having lived in the house for a couple of years now to kind of see things over time. Take a snapshot. So if he took that snapshot and there was, like, say, a huge crack or something that was missed, that was there back at the time of the inspection and not reported, then the inspector is responsible for that.
So at this point, he has nothing to do. He can't.
Well, I would certainly reach out to the inspector in a very positive way and let him know he's got an issue and see if the guy wants to come back and take a look. That's a good place to start.
All right. So there you go, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thanks to Tom Kreidler here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program at 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.